Now we're ready to start.
Danny, you're only 18 and you've spent half of your life making films. What was your family like?
I'm the youngest of four brothers and we all got on very well. We were very competitive. My folks didn't really know much about the entertainment world, but they were incredibly supportive. It was probably the last thing they wanted me to do, but they were always there for me, and I am very aware of how important they were in keeping a young person stable and on track.
How was your life at school?
I had to go to school the whole time I was making films, and the other kids were pretty jealous of me. I'd miss a bit of school and then return with bright blonde hair or something that had been necessary for the film. Needless to say, there was bullying. It wasn't physical, but there were name-calling and jealousy. But in some ways, I'm grateful, because I'd rather have had that than be sheltered my whole life and not realize people like that were out there. I feel like it made me stronger. I do still have a few close friends from school, but not many.
How do you feel now about being rich and famous?
Fame isn't a positive thing. The idea of it is a lot better than the reality. It's fantastic when you go to premieres and people cheer you, but it's not real. Okay, I earned a lot, but I bought a lot of rubbish things. Skateboards and clothes and typical teenage stuff. And as soon as I could, I wasted a lot of money on cars for myself and my family. Then I got into trouble because I couldn't manage it well. I actually envied my school friends who didn't have to think about money.
What effect have relationships with people you work with had on you?
The film crew especially are the first people to whip us into shape and tell us we're no one special. They've kept my feet firmly on the ground. There are loads of jokes on set and that has been crucial in keeping us down to earth. I've been so lucky to work with the best. And what I've learned is not just acting, but how to act with the crew.
Who are your best friends and why are they important to you?
I'm incredibly close to another actor who is my age. Professionally, she's a phenomenal actor and she doesn't take anything as given. In between films, she takes acting classes trying to improve herself. She's very polite, terrifically good with names and hates people who are rude. But more than anything else, she's exceptionally passionate about acting. She loves it. That's what I try to copy.
Do you regret anything about your life?
Well, it's been good and bad. I've been to places and done things that others my age can only dream of. But I've come in for a lot of negative reviews, and I would say that I lost my childhood. And people think that money makes up for it. That's ridiculous. You can't put a price on childhood. You never get those years back. They are priceless and they make you what you are. I sometimes wonder how I would have been different if my life had taken a different course.
But you won awards, so it can't have been that bad.
I feel very embarrassed about anything like that. I won an award last year for the best screen baddie and I found it hard to accept it. Making a speech was terrifying. I didn't enjoy 1 minute of it. I don't buy into all the razzmatazz. There was a big party afterwards and I stayed for about 15 minutes before going back to my hotel for a cup of tea and a chocolate biscuit.
Danny, thank you for sharing your life with us.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Danny, you're only 18 and you've spent half of your life making films. What was your family like?
I'm the youngest of four brothers and we all got on very well. We were very competitive. My folks didn't really know much about the entertainment world, but they were incredibly supportive. It was probably the last thing they wanted me to do, but they were always there for me, and I am very aware of how important they were in keeping a young person stable and on track.
How was your life at school?
I had to go to school the whole time I was making films, and the other kids were pretty jealous of me. I'd miss a bit of school and then return with bright blonde hair or something that had been necessary for the film. Needless to say, there was bullying. It wasn't physical, but there were name-calling and jealousy. But in some ways, I'm grateful, because I'd rather have had that than be sheltered my whole life and not realize people like that were out there. I feel like it made me stronger. I do still have a few close friends from school, but not many.
How do you feel now about being rich and famous?
Fame isn't a positive thing. The idea of it is a lot better than the reality. It's fantastic when you go to premieres and people cheer you, but it's not real. Okay, I earned a lot, but I bought a lot of rubbish things. Skateboards and clothes and typical teenage stuff. And as soon as I could, I wasted a lot of money on cars for myself and my family. Then I got into trouble because I couldn't manage it well. I actually envied my school friends who didn't have to think about money.
What effect have relationships with people you work with had on you?
The film crew especially are the first people to whip us into shape and tell us we're no one special. They've kept my feet firmly on the ground. There are loads of jokes on set, and that has been crucial in keeping us down to earth. I've been so lucky to work with the best, and what I've learned is not just acting, but how to act with the crew.
Who are your best friends, and why are they important to you?
I'm incredibly close to another actor who is my age. Professionally, she's a phenomenal actor, and she doesn't take anything as given. In between films, she takes acting classes, trying to improve herself. She's very polite, terrifically good with names, and hates people who are rude. But more than anything else, she's exceptionally passionate about acting. She loves it. That's what I try to copy.
Do you regret anything about your life?
Well, it's been good and bad. I've been to places and done things that others my age can only dream of. But I've come in for a lot of negative reviews, and I would say that I lost my childhood. And people think that money makes up for it. That's ridiculous. You can't put a price on childhood. You never get those years back. They're priceless, and they make you what you are. I sometimes wonder how I would have been different if my life had taken a different course.
But you won awards, so it can't have been that bad.
I feel very embarrassed about anything like that. I won an award last year for the best screen baddie, and I found it hard to accept it. Making a speech was terrifying. I didn't enjoy 1 minute of it. I don't buy into all the razzmatazz. There was a big party afterwards, and I stayed for about 15 minutes before going back to my hotel for a cup of tea and a chocolate biscuit.
Danny, thank you for sharing your life with us.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.